Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
If you're ready for an epic family vacation, there's no better place than sunny Orlando. Exciting thrills, never-ending food festivals, fresh new dining experiences, outdoor adventures in Florida's natural springs, and so much more. Orlando has it all, and Visit Orlando's vacation planners can help you plan the perfect trip. In Orlando, anything is possible, if you can imagine it, and that's what makes Orlando unbelievably real. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click on where it says Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. Might be yours.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, the nephew. Subject, my wife keeps leaving me and coming back. She keeps leaving me and coming back. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 35-year-old man with 2 kids and a stepdaughter by my wife. I love my family, but I have come to a breaking point with my wife. For the second time in 4 years, she has left the home and cut off all contact with me and the kids. The first time she left, she ran off with a man that she met online. She bought a bus ticket and rode out west and didn't contact us for a month. Eventually, the guy dumped her and she reached out to me. I ended up sending her $400 for her to get back home. Earlier this summer, I was grilling and the kids were in the pool. My wife said she had to run to Walmart to get a few things. We have not seen her since then. The kids and I rode all around town looking for her that night and the next day. I kind of figured she'd left us again, but I didn't want to upset the kids. I filed a missing persons report with the police, and the police told me since she'd left before, they wouldn't open an investigation right away. I posted pictures on Facebook, and instantly I got all kinds of messages saying that she'd been seen around our city and a few cities close by. I wasn't surprised, and I waited for her to call home. After 45 days, she called saying she needs to come back home, and she is ashamed of what she keeps doing to the family. I told the kids she called and is ready to come home. They said I shouldn't let her come back, and we'd be just fine without her. We've been married 14 years, and I've kept the marriage together for the kids. But now they're saying to throw her and the whole marriage away. Do you think I should take their advice or give my wife one more chance? Please advise. Well, I mean, you know, the decision, of course, is ultimately up to you what you do. Should you take the kids' advice or give your wife one more chance? Is that what you want to do? Well, it's certainly not what the kids want you to do because they're sick of her. They really are. And they let you know so you can let yourself off the hook. They want you to stop feeling guilty about all this. Your wife leaving and coming back and running off with some man she met online and, you know, just not hearing from her, no contact for 40 days and a month, 45 days. What is all of this? And then you have two kids and one of them is her stepdaughter. She's sick of her mom too. They want a divorce from her. And really, so should you at this point. Your wife doesn't care about you. She doesn't care about the kids. And your kids, I don't know how old they are. You said they were in the pool while you were grilling. But, I mean, they're cool just with being with you, Dad. I'm saying sorry here, but your wife is trifling and she's a horrible mom. I mean, is she on drugs or something? What is going on with her? Who just walks out on her family and comes back like nothing ever happened? I'm sure this is devastating for your children. I'm sure it is. Who does this? Why should they have to continue to go through this time and time again? They can't be secure. They can't, you know, they're unsure of themselves. And why should you have to continually go through this? Who can live like this? I just, you know, you never know from one day to the next if you'll have a mom or if you have a wife or not. I say pack her bags, put yourself and your kids out of this revolving door of a marriage. And tell your wife that you and the guys will be just fine without her. She's selfish, and that's what the kids want you to do anyway. But unless you really want to do it, and I don't see why you wouldn't, I don't know. Don't let her back, okay? She's a source of misery for you guys. Steve?
Well, let me start by saying this to you. It ain't a good look when your kids are smarter than you.
Right.
You know, it just ain't a good look. Let me just start there, okay? All right, here we go. You're a 35-year-old man, got two kids and a stepdaughter. I love my family, but you had a breaking point. For the second time in 4 years, she done left home, cut off all contact with me and the kids. The first time she left, she ran off with a man she met online. She bought a bus ticket and rode out west. What?
A trifling.
This is a badass decision. Yeah. Who buys a bus ticket to ride out west? You know, like she in a western or something. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Go west, young man. Fortune out there. And she left you for a dude that sent her a bus ticket from a man that has a house with a swimming pool in it in the backyard grilling. She left you for a man that sent her a bus ticket. Your wife is not a bright person. The kids are. The wife is not. So let's try to make some sense of it. And she bought a bus ticket, rode out. She didn't contact us for a month. Damn, man, that's hard.
It's awful.
Eventually, the guy dumped her. She reached out to me. I ended up spending $400 for her to get back home. Now, you obviously bought a plane ticket.
Hold on. Hold that thought.
Oh, God.
Just hold it. Hold it. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's subject, my wife keeps leaving me and coming back. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, my wife keeps leaving me and coming back.
Yeah. Yeah, she been doing it. Second time in 4 years, she done left. The first time, she left with a man she met online. She bought a bus ticket and rode out west. I knew this relationship was doomed. You meet a dude online, he's buy you a bus ticket. All right. Eventually, guy dumped her. You ended up sending $400 for her way to get back home. Your stupid ass bought an airline ticket. Clearly, you care more about her than the dude online. Now, hit a good one right here. Earlier this summer, I was grilling. Kids was outside in the pool. My wife said she had to run to Walmart to get a few things. We ain't seen her ass since.
Horrible. Uh-uh.
What did she... What happened at the Walmart?
This
is bad. The kids and I rode around town looking for her that night.
And the next day.
What? Mm-hmm. And the next day. Then the dude said, because he got tuition, I kind of figured she left us again. I ain't want to upset the kids, so I filed a missing person report. Police told me since she left before, they wouldn't open an investigation right away. Then you put some pictures on Facebook, and everybody started calling you, telling you, I saw that heifer down at Earl Turner's.
Right.
Well, I saw her up at Abigail's. She was at the speakeasy Tuesday. She came in the tavern Friday. They just saw her everywhere, yeah. You know, she an old broad that go do country stuff. You know, this ain't no big city chick.
Oh, okay, because of the bus. The bus.
So I wasn't surprised, and I waited for her to call home. After 45 days.
So crazy.
This heifer called back home, says she's ashamed of what she keep doing to the family. Shirley said something right. Is she on drugs? Because this guy crackhead wrote all over.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. This crackhead.
Matter of fact, let me back it down a little bit. Is she on meth?
Mm.
Wow.
Let me tell you what. When you see her, look at her teeth real good.
Why?
Because if you on meth, your teeth is shot.
Oh.
You ain't see the Tiger King?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
His man. Did you see his mouth?
Yeah. That's right.
Ooh.
Yeah.
His I don't care what your sexual preference is. You got to want somebody with some better looking teeth than that. You can get whoever you want to get with, but damn, you got to have your mouth right.
You have to.
Now, I told the kid she called and ready to come home. The kid said don't let her come back. We just fine without it. You know you messed up when your kids don't want their mama no more.
Yeah. Ooh. Your blood daughter. Your blood daughter.
We've been married 14 years, and I've kept the marriage together for the kids. Now, this is interesting because now they're saying to throw her and the whole marriage away. Mm-hmm. So if she had a stepdaughter, the stepdaughter got to be at least 15. Because y'all only been together for 14 years. Mm-hmm. Unless she had the baby while she was on the bus trip.
She could have.
Yeah, she could have. She's
plenty trifling right here. She is.
Do you think I should take their advice or give my wife one more chance? Let me ask you something, bro. Give your wife one more chance to do what?
What? Leave you
to
again?
Leave a third time?
Yeah.
Please advise, brother. I don't even know why you're struggling with her. This is not a sign of a person that's no longer in love with you or her family.
Right.
She loves something else. Now, I ain't saying she on drugs. It do sound like drugs to me because she go on these binges. I don't know what's wrong with her, but the kids deserve better. You seem like a good man. You probably get you a good woman.
Yeah.
Me personally, this is just Steve Harvey talking. Please don't... tweet and Facebook me about my responses because, you know, I don't really care no more. I really don't. I done got 63. I done got real comfortable with what I'm saying on this show. I divorced
in
her.
Your own skin. Yeah.
I'm divorcing her.
I don't think he has much choice.
No, for real.
I don't think he has much choice.
I'm divorcing her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not living like this. It's clear you don't want me and these kids. I don't want to keep sending the kids through it. And I want somebody to grill with me and the kids and be in the pool.
Right. Mm-hmm. You can leave your husband and your kids?
You would leave me for somebody that bought a bus ticket.
Yeah.
That's what I'm throwed off at.
Right.
I could see if you came up. You didn't even go lateral. You just took a step down. You rode a bus out west.
We don't even know where that is. I mean,
way out west.
Just west.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Past Texas.
Yeah.
Probably just went west of the Mississippi, ended up in Mississippi.
Oh, wow. Just wherever. Yeah. This is crazy.
She's a bad woman. She's not a good person. I'm done with her. You can do what you want to do, bro. But even the kids know.
Thank you, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, it is our girl, Cheryl Underwood from The Talk. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.